All right, y'all. Welcome to the Time Talks podcast. Today, we're going to talk about time blindness. So for those of you who don't know, time blindness is essentially losing track of time. It's a difficulty with perception of time, and in particular, how long has passed, how much time has passed, and how much time it will take to do something, which obviously definitely relates to our time management situation here. There are two things that is really important to know about time blindness. Thing number one is that right now, as evidence-based people, which I know you all are, it's important for you to know that there is little to no research about time blindness out there. I just say that because this is, I want to be very clear that this is not me saying that time blindness is not real. I very much think time blindness is real. But I think as evidence-based professionals, we have the duty to say, yes, there are a lot of experts out there who are saying this is real. There are a lot of clinicians who have observed this in particularly like neurodivergent people. There are a lot of neurodivergent people who say they experience this phenomenon. But right now, it is not present in the research. I point that out because a lot of times when we hear a lot about a certain concept or phenomenon, we assume that it is a well-researched, evidence-based phenomenon. And the truth is, time blindness simply isn't yet. Again, that doesn't mean it's any less real. It just means that we don't have a lot of science backing it at this point. And that means that the prevailing narrative around time blindness will likely come from whatever voice is the loudest, whatever clinician is the loudest, whatever neurodivergent person is the loudest. And that experience may not resonate with everybody. So if your time blindness looks a little bit different than someone else's time blindness, it doesn't mean it's any less valid. The second thing to understand is that the people out there who are clinicians, who are talking about time blindness, who are observing time blindness, will even be the first to tell you that time blindness is not specific to neurodivergent people. We all lose track of time. The difference is that people who are neurodivergent experience time blindness more often and to the point where it is more debilitating. It is impacting their lives in negative ways. And so that is why it's part of the cultural dialogue right now around neurodivergence. But just because you're not ADHD or you don't have autism or you're not neurodivergent in some form does not necessarily mean you can't experience time blindness. In fact, time blindness is actually a hallmark of flow. And a flow state is when our brain is so immersed in an activity that we are actually doing some of our best work. When people are in flow, they experience time blindness. When you are really into that puzzle or super deep in that report, or even like really you know, you go watch the Barbie movie and you're like, wow, that movie felt like it took 2 minutes. That is a tiny example of what time blindness is, okay? So let's talk about what we do about time blindness. And I wanna just put a caveat here that I am not an expert on ADHD or any type of neurodivergence. But I have worked with many neurodivergent clients and we have neurodivergent people on our team who experience time blindness. And this is what I, at least as a professional, have noticed often helps for those people. I like to think of it as a parallel to blindness. So if you know anything about regular blindness, I don't know if that's the term, but if you know anything about blindness, most people are not 100% only see black blind. Most people have some level of vision. And so when we're accommodating blindness, one of the things that we can do is we can make sure that we provide high contrast things. So that is why when you look at like marks on the sidewalk, hopefully they are painted in a color that has high contrast to the color of the sidewalk, because the contrast makes that easier to see for someone who has any level of vision. What I want to do is I want to challenge those of you who experience time blindness to ask yourself the question of, how can I create more contrast in my own life? In other words, how can I make time more obvious and more visible to me on a regular basis? The truth is that time blocking is actually one of those tools, because if you have time blindness, you often have trouble figuring out how long things take, and measuring, tracking your time on a regular basis is actually going to help you, quote, see the amount of time that things take, because it will be on your calendar on a regular basis. The same thing goes with setting alarms or having notifications on. So I personally experience some time blindness, especially when I'm doing like deep research focused work. I'm pretty good at adjusting my circumstances, so I fall into that flow state. And when I'm in that flow state, I will lose track of time and I will work for hours and like not want to get up and like eat meals and things like that. And so what I have done is I have set it so that I have no notifications from anything except for my calendar. And every time a new block pops up on my calendar, I use the app BusyCal. I said that in the course. But every time a new block pops up, I get a notification. You probably saw it happen in the course in some of the videos. And I don't even turn that off when I'm on do not disturb mode, because that is my form of contrast. That is my way of making time more obvious to myself. I had a client once who had ADHD, and she really struggled with her morning routine. She would get lost. She would end up doing other things. And all of a sudden it had been like 45 minutes and she needed, you know, to leave for work right that minute. And so what we ended up playing around with her was she had 30 minutes that she really needed to use for her morning routine. And so we created a Spotify playlist that was exactly, I think it was 31 minutes long. And when she started her morning routine, she played that playlist and she would keep her phone in like her back pocket. And so when the music turned off, that was very obvious to her. Right? She was a very musically aware, inclined person. And so when it all of a sudden, when everything went silent, that was a notification to her of like, oh, that provided contrast. Time has passed. And then she had about 5 more minutes to wrap herself up and get out the door. So 2 questions I would ask you. Number one, I want you to phase out everything you've heard about time blindness. I want you to phase out all of the narratives of like time blindness and how it exists and how it affects people. And I want you to ask yourself, how does my time blindness show up? What does my neurodivergent brain, how does my neurodivergent brain experience time blindness? And when does it affect me in a way that I want to change? And then once you have journaled on that, I want you to ask yourself a second question, which is, what are fun or engaging ways I can create more contrast? How can I make it obvious for myself that time has passed? How can I force myself into realizing that time has passed? How can I make that so obvious for myself? The last thing I'll say is that when it comes to any time management facet that we struggle with, maybe it's distraction, maybe it's leaving our phone alone during the workday, maybe it's time blindness, whatever it is, I want you to try on 2 perspectives. Number one, I want you to try on the perspective of, this is a problem that I have that will never go away. How do I make it easier? So if time blindness is a facet of your brain that we don't need to judge, we don't need to hate on, it just is what it is, How are you going to change your life? How are you going to build accommodations into the way you operate so that that time blindness doesn't affect you in a negative way long term? And that goes with anything, right? And then I want you to take the opposite perspective. And I want you to ask yourself, if I could get 1% less time blind, if I could change that facet of myself by even a little bit, how would that change happen? And hopefully all of that gives you something to think about, something to pursue, something to play around with as you work out how to navigate time blindness in your own life.